Hey, it's that time again. You know what I'm talking about.
Me and you, bud.
Spell it out.
That's the first
one. There he is.
Yeah, what up? This is Jezza. This is the Shot Club. We got everybody taking the shots already.
Mm-hmm. Fuck it.
Who you?
GMT, yep.
That guy. Paul Littles.
Man, can't forget that guy.
Nobody can see that.
He's having a shot.
All right. You got a glass?
I'm leaving it to Lady Luck today. She's clearly against me.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah. It's the old.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. In honor of your return. It's gotta go right around, right?
Yeah. All the way around. So.
Okay.
Happy Father's Day.
Yo, man, he's brand new, B.
I know.
This is what happens.
But I was asking, does that go right around?
Gronter.
It does, though.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
We'll see if it works now.
I hope so.
You and David. Well, yeah, so.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
The only one. I mean, myself.
Yeah, so. He's the only one.
Shout out to David. He's not here today.
Yeah. These guys have a wicked pullout game.
True story. I've always been proud of that.
So.
It's going to be one of those episodes, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. How was your week?
Weekend was good.
Hey!
Weekend was good.
Everyone's excited.
Shouldn't you be at dinner? Like,
yeah, get to dinner.
This guy misses the episode to have dinner, but he wants to talk to us online. Can't miss a show. He can't. But yeah, your week.
It's good.
It was fucking good fantastic.
Weekend. Good week. History.
Yeah, history was made.
I think some people were a little disappointed with... Yeah, some people were disappointed after game 5, but, you know,
That was funny. Nah, watching the game, at the end of game 5, everybody was just stunned. Everybody was ready to have a party in the streets. Mm-hmm. They bought their new clothes, they had everything ready to hit the streets, and they lost.
Yeah.
That was crazy to me.
But that's... Because
they were supposed to win that.
I'd rather be ready for that than it not happen.
Yeah, but that would have been too easy.
Yeah,
but... That would have been great at home.
We knew that they weren't going to go down like that. Pause.
I was gonna say,
but we took it in the Bay,
which seems to be our new hometown.
Yeah.
And
it was exciting, except they kind of took the fucking wind out of our sails.
Yeah.
With the whole fucking had to come back and shoot the free throws. We're all like, okay.
Yeah, that's
we know we're about to win.
We won, and but they still put that .9 back. It was stupid, but.
A little dramatic, but we got
that. The final was underwhelming. Like the final, we actually won because there was like this, and then you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait for the free throw.
I still ran out in the streets with my liquor in my hand. So.
And then finally, it was like, but I mean, it was like it wasn't that natural first, like.
Yeah. And your week? How was your week? Well actually, it's more than just your week because haven't been here for a while.
I was like, here last week.
You were here for...
We didn't get to ask you how your week and all that shit.
We didn't really get to see, because you've been gone for a while.
Yeah.
Well, so first, talk about your week.
Wait, this week?
Yeah. Why not?
This week was good. I was jet lagged for most of the week.
Okay.
And then I started to feel better, and then I didn't sleep. And so I brought it all back, and then I went to the cottage. And...
Just slept.
Slept, yeah. Because it wasn't a nice weekend anyway, so... It all worked out. But it was relaxing. It was
your pictures, it looked like it was like a wicked weekend.
What pictures? The one picture that I posted?
I guess. I guess it must be the one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Oh, shout out to Dynamic too this week.
Yes. Check that new album.
The release party.
On the Quest.
Yes.
At the release party or the listening session.
I almost sit above the clouds, but that's Atwell's new album.
But yeah, no. Yeah, we also went to that. Listening party this week.
And that's why I wore the shirt this week. I forgot that.
Twice in it? Yeah. Hey man, you're supporting your
supporters. And I was at the Siempre Tequila office.
Yeah, shout out to Alex. Yeah. This is a dope spot.
Yeah.
Dope spot.
Well, we weren't there at the same time, but we were both there.
We were both there, yeah. Shout out to everybody that showed up there. Mel Boogie was there, T-Major, Fortunato. So it was really dope.
Yeah, I didn't see any of that. I saw Fortunato, actually.
Yeah. Fortunato was there. You said Mel Boogie?
Mel Boogie was there. Teenager was there.
I'm so sobry, I had no clue Mel Boogie was.
What? What do you mean?
I talked to her. I was like, what's up?
Oh, you said the same thing, didn't you?
What did I say?
About Mel Boogie. You like, you didn't even realize it was her when you were talking to her.
Yeah, yeah. I did talk to her enough, though.
Yeah.
No clue.
I was surprised she recognized me. No. But then again, I had the hoodie. Available on NicePersonSociety.com.
But still, the queen. I had no clue with her.
Mel Boogie?
No clue. Yeah, the shot cover.
Yeah. So what's been going on this week, though?
Just the game, bro. That's it, Raptors.
That's really been it. And
it's
then
history.
Monday is the parade, yeah. Right? Tomorrow. Tomorrow's the parade.
Yeah, this is live. So, yeah, tomorrow is the parade.
10 a.m.
it starts.
Why wasn't it today?
That's a good question.
Because they just came in. Remember, they spent that extra night in
Las
Vegas.
Right.
So instead of coming on Friday or something like
I told you guys briefly, but I just saw Norma Powell on the street right now. I was like in front of the liquor store. And his car was taking up two spaces, so I'm like, meh, meh. And Norman Powell walks out of the car. I was like, fine, I guess you get two spots.
You got a right
to I guess you get both spots.
That was dope.
Yeah.
That's pretty much. So, yeah, let's get back to, you've been gone for a while.
Yeah.
Where you been?
It's a fucking good question, man. Where? I don't even know.
A lot of locations on the IG pics.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we do have a guest this week who was out there with me. We can talk more about that.
Yeah.
Okay. But we're all over the fucking place.
And it looked dope. Like,
no, it was
like,
dope.
Like the sightseeing shit you posted and all that.
Yeah, to me
is like.
And I didn't like, I posted as much as I could, but like I have fucking throwbacks for a year.
You do.
I should have been like posting 3 times a day to keep up with all the shit that I was doing and seeing.
Right.
And it just becomes tough to do dealing with fucking data out there. I'm buying new SIM cards in every country. Fucking $2 in Poland for a SIM card, but then 40 euros in France for a SIM card, like all over the place. And then using my own data, which is like $12 a day. I was trying not to do that.
There's supposed to be some, I don't know if it's still, anyways, with the phone. You pay one fee and you pay a certain money a day, like $10
a day. $12 a day.
Oh, 12.
That's, if I used my phone the whole time, it would have been $12 a day, but I was gone 24 days or 26 days or something.
It
adds up. So, although apparently they can cap, they have to cap it like 18 days or something, but regardless, still, enough. So I was buying SIM cards wherever I could. And it worked great. It literally in Poland cost me $2 Canadian for 7 gigs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's nice.
But,
then you go to
no customer service comes along with that. Because I went back in, I was like, yo, my shit's not working. And they're like, oh, well, I don't know, you have to buy a new one. You didn't buy that one here. I'm like, yeah, but this is T-Mobile. You should, you know, T-Mobile is T-Mobile anywhere you go. And she's like, no. I was like, if you did this, then I would be a satisfied customer. She's like, that's not how it works. I said, no, that's literally exactly how customer service works. She said, not in Poland. So I had to pay $2 more.
Seriously.
To get my,
Okay, I think that's first world problems. Like, it's over here, like, we get shit like customer service, so like, we're assholes to our customer service.
Poland's
in the first
not
place.
A third world country.
I know, but still.
It's, although contrary to what I believed before I went there, I thought it was dark and cold and like, I don't know.
So how many countries did you hit?
I don't even know. We did.
That has no answers.
Seven? Yeah, something like seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Well, which one was your favorite?
So we did, let me see if I can run through. We did the Netherlands, so Rotterdam, Amsterdam. We did Luxembourg. We did Italy. We did France. We did Poland. We ran through
Poland.
Yeah, two Poland shows. We ran through Germany.
Paris.
Yeah.
That was France.
I'm forgetting something for sure.
No, UK shows.
Germany.
Oh yeah, we did the UK too. Yeah.
Germany.
We ran through Germany. Yeah. We didn't really like.
What was the most surprising? What city surprised you the most?
Probably Poland.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I had no idea, but in my head it's like this dark fucking war torn country. You know? Like, I mean it was at one point, but it's because of that, it's a lot of it's new and built up. The people are ice cold. Ice fucking cold. But the fans were incredible. So much love, like the exact opposite of what everyone else was like there. And our show in Gdansk was I'm not still not sure. After being there for like 5 days, still not sure if you're supposed to say danks or gedanks. But we were at a festival. Shout out to Fresh and Dope and Macau. Which Michael, Money Mike.
Which festival?
Fresh and Dope.
Oh, Fresh and Dope.
It's called Fresh and Dope. And yeah, so that one was great. We had a performance outside, and then we did inside, and just, yeah, great crowd, a lot of fun. And then fucking Cannes was beautiful.
Okay.
That's it. Cannes was gorgeous. That's it, I'm moving.
So show-wise, which one's the best?
Probably Poland.
Is it Poland
yeah.
still?
Yeah.
Like which one? Well, you said surprised you, but which one had like the most?
Here, bring guests and we can talk about it too.
Because we're 10 minutes. I'm just getting you the basics of it because yeah. I know. That's why I'm trying to get those basics out of you. I know how you are.
Yeah.
Then we'll bring him in.
Okay. I know you might have a little perspective on it. Milan was interesting.
Sure. What show wise?
Crowd wise.
Yeah. I know that. I know that answer. I caught that reference.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all a blur.
Yeah.
Ask me something specific, or else I'm just gonna.
You said Milan.
Yeah.
What about the crowd? They just weren't receptive.
They were doing calisthenics.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that clip.
I don't know. There was a whole crew of gentlemen doing. Yeah, a bachelor party or something. Do it, and they were just—they had their choreographed calisthenics into the dance floor, and
while you guys are performing.
But they showed a lot of love, though. It was really good crowd.
They were doing this while you're performing.
Just in general, yes, and before and after. And
you're a good performer.
Popping bottles.
You watch that and still go.
Yeah.
Should have joined.
Yeah. Yeah. No, next time. Next time.
Yeah, well, I set up the drink.
Unfortunately, we didn't get to do.
Sorry, myself.
We didn't get to do Berlin and Prague, which I was really excited about both those to do them because I had done Berlin before and had a great time. And Prague, I was really excited to see. And we also started out at New School Rules in Rotterdam, which was dope. We met a lot of really good people there, a lot of festival organizers,
a lot of people, a lot like of dope artists, actual local artists are out there, right?
Yeah, and just lots of fucking Canadians, man.
Yeah,
it was literally the Canadian takeover everywhere we went.
Okay.
Yeah. It just shows people are more receptive to us and what we're doing. And people from here are making the trip.
I always hear that, like, out in Europe, they're way more receptive to just music than,
they are. They really
than
are.
Over our side. Like,
I mean, America, Toronto is like a worst case example because they're really hard to impress. And
yeah.
It's fucking Screwface Capital still. But even if you go to like fucking Timmins, you know, where they're happy to have us there and receptive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In Europe, they're really fucking happy to have us. I mean, it's just, did you?
Possibly.
Did not last long.
Mm-hmm.
Poor little guy.
Lip-ass cocky.
We'll wait. We have 2 minutes.
Black cocks don't last as long.
You got jokes? You got jokes? You don't have to.
Who's got the transition game on this one?
You? Consider
that? Not at all.
But yeah, no. Yeah. It's 2 more minutes, but yeah.
Yeah, he's...
I can't get mad at him.
I can't get mad at him. But yeah, overall...
Enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, fucking great experience. Cannes was just, I'm going back to Cannes, was incredible. It's like probably the most beautiful place I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, it's just, it's like you see on like on the movies or you hear about the south of France. It's like, it's just fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Good times. And met a lot of really dope people out there as well. Like, and as you can imagine, people who are gonna go to these places, leave wherever they're at to go to these places, obviously have some ambition and, you know,
right,
some,
right, right,
you know
right.
creative and just a lot of just creative people out there. Yeah.
Where'd you gain the most fans?
Poland.
Still Poland?
Yeah.
Poland.
Yeah. I like.
Well,
legit,
which city
I need
in Poland? Which city in Poland?
Gdańsk and Warsaw.
Gdańsk.
Gdańsk.
And Warsaw.
Gdańsk you very much.
How was the local talent? Was it similar to us or do they have their own? their own way, their own thing, own sound.
It's a good question. They were in Poland again too. They were dope because that was mostly where we saw like local talent.
Okay.
Because a lot of the other shows was us. Where in Poland, like at the festival, there's a lot of Polish artists.
Right.
Cause they have like fans. Like they have guys who are making real rap money, just in Poland,
right,
off Polish fans, and they rap in Polish. It's pretty impressive that they have that sustainability. But there was all the locals were dope. It's similar to like the new vibe of shit that's going on here too.
Is it?
Yeah.
So it's just trap in a different language.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Crazy. Yeah.
Were there a lot of English speaking people at the shows?
Yeah, you know, most places people speak English for the most part. Or like at least some.
Yeah.
Like it's only here that we only speak English.
Right.
Like most people in Europe speak like five languages. Just because like they're so close to so many other countries.
Yeah.
But in Poland, all the ice princesses. just people on the street. They were like, some of them just wouldn't speak to you regardless.
Oh.
They would just refuse, flat out refuse to like give you directions.
Poland.
Yes.
Poland, you're the black guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get into that.
I'm the one that got stopped at the airport there. I'm the one that wasn't allowed in the grocery store.
Trey spoke him.
Probably did.
No, you definitely did.
Let me see.
You're just taken.
Can I see?
Just taken.
Well, we can try and bring.
Yeah, bring the next one. You broke the man.
Can you grab the chicken off the?
Off the stove. This one, the chicken. The one with the egg. The egg one. Yeah, no, it's
the other one's only half there, anyways.
I might as well take this one.
The chicken or the egg? She said. No, that's.
That's just the top.
Yeah.
The rooster.
No, the egg. Yeah, the egg.
Yeah. Good question. Fair question.
Well, let's give it a 3-2-1. We'll bring our guest.
Can someone make a
chicken
ding,
sound?
Ding noise from back there?
Someone make.
Ding.
Okay, that was awful. One more time.
Ding.
Okay.
We got
3-2.
Ding. 3-2.
Hey!
Alright. So,
what's the shot?
Before we even take the shot,
yeah,
bring our guest in.
Oh.
Get it done up.
Okay.
Alright, gotta get one more shot glass.
We got some right here.
No, we got one ready.
One.
Oh, we need an extra one?
Yeah. Oh yeah, we got a smart one. Okay, well let's see if this guy will work. This is Captain.
Captain.
How's everybody else doing out there, David Solomon? Yeah, this is definitely broken. Hold on. That did not last long. He's gonna be upset. He'll just keep ticking forever.
Yeah.
He takes a licking and keeps on ticking, but doesn't go off.
Oh yes. Introduce our guests.
All right. So we got a few guests in the building. Join us.
That was the intro.
That was the intro.
So we got a man who just came off tour in Europe alongside myself. He's been in the game a long time. A singer. Maybe we need to tilt that a little bit. Used to be, I think it's Canada's biggest R&B group of all time.
Sure, we could say that.
Yeah, I think.
Hell yeah.
I believe so. Called In Essence. The Rebirth 2020 coming soon.
Yes, new album coming soon.
New music. We worked on some music together coming soon. Give it up for Drug Range. I mean, Drew Range.
Drew Range. Drug Rongy. Yeah. Spider.
Okay. That one's mine?
Yeah, I just shifted it. Oh, sat over here.
He's a shift.
It's me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so we each have an extra one.
All right.
All right, what's your shot to?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the shot to? To tour life.
Tour life.
Surviving.
Surviving.
Here we go!
Oh, let's bring the other guys in too. Come on in. So we got Mixmaster Caesar, who was also on the tour. Get in here.
Yes, Mixmaster.
We got Hollywood. I guess we can all just... All right.
We got Hollywood Pro.
Yeah, we got one back there. There's no David.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Actually, put it right.
You can keep it right there.
Cool.
Yeah. This is so different. We're like, oh, we're literally shifted over one.
More. Shift over. Yeah. Shift over some more.
Can we? Okay.
Up to the.
There you go. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's get
Let's get close.
No, I feel like
that's just.
That's we're gonna do a dance routine. This looks like like we're a boy band right here.
I don't even drink one though.
Uh oh, he's gonna get lit right now.
Hollywood, you want a shot?
You want a shot?
Sure, I'll do one.
Yeah.
It's a shot club.
Ooh, yeah.
Do a shot.
Yeah,
man, shot
you gotta
club.
Do a shot.
Okay, I'll do one.
pour
I'll do a half.
Yeah. Can't do a half shot.
Do a half. All right.
Or if you're gonna do it, don't say that out loud. Nah, just pour it half.
It's actually that's we have a name for it. It's called the Chesa shot.
Oh,
because he only does
half shot.
Yeah.
As you can see, his shot glass.
Give me the Chesa.
Shot glass actually positioned.
Give me the Chesa.
But I'm the worst pourer.
Okay. There you go.
No, there we go.
Right.
That is.
It's a girly drink, right?
Did he drop the
floor?
Almost.
It's a girly drink.
Sure, it is. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely.
Hey.
Nice catch.
Should we all
just
do it another?
Cheers, yeah. Boys.
All right. Hey. Should we all?
Okay.
Yeah. Are we all going?
We'll just do it.
Are we going again?
Let's just. Oh, why not?
Everyone will check it.
I didn't know what was going on.
Hey, we're just Wyatt's
in front.
We're just guests here. We're just guests here, you know what I mean? Like.
Which one is that? That was yours?
That was mine, yeah.
Okay.
Oh shit, I'm doing another one.
Give that man a double.
Trace.
Yeah,
loser.
You're a loser. Double shot, loser.
Double shot.
God damn it.
So I guess that just means a...
Yep.
Not yet. I'm gonna do it.
You got a cup? He's got a cup.
We don't do all in unison.
He's got a cup.
DJ needs a double shot.
He wants a double shot. That's what
man, triple M.
We don't actually do that. Skip a full. Which is a double Chesa.
Okay. Hey.
There you go.
Right.
That's,
we'll call that a
double.
Yeah.
It's a double Chesa.
Double Chesa.
Which is.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. What
are
we toasting to?
You guys tell us.
Success. Yeah. Success. All right. We're good with that.
And survival.
Yeah, man.
Survival.
Yay.
All right.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers,
gentlemen.
What's up?
Oh, that was nice.
Woo. So.
I get that.
No good. Later on.
Oh yeah, you got a double tap.
There you go. Okay, y'all didn't say it.
So I heard you guys just got off tour in Europe.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know.
You go first.
Mixmaster was a DJ,
mm-hmm.
keeping me, you know, level-headed.
Yep.
Because, you know, the sometimes when people come together on a tour, don't always gel, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Don't always, like,
jive.
People move different ways.
How was this tour set up? Like, was there a headliner,
yeah,
opening
so
acts, supporting acts? How was
the headliner was also the organizer, right? So DT was a headliner.
Okay.
DT the artist. Shout out to DT the artist, and he was also the organizer.
Okay.
Organized with Hook and Co. Michelle, I don't remember her last name.
You don't. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I'm not with Michelle though.
So they organized it. They were on a tour last year, apparently. And some bullshit went down, and like some of the venues contacted DT for another tour or to ask him if he would organize another tour, and
right.
he just said, well, you know what, fuck it, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then he contacted Michelle to help him with logistics.
And
right?
And some context, he's has an affiliation with a label in Poland.
Right.
So he's, I don't know the details,
okay.
but so, the Poland, that's why we were there. We were in Poland for 6 days.
Yeah.
We had the Warsaw show and the Dank show, and we went to the studio and the label studio out there and all that. So he has that kind of, that's that area. And then they added, you know, the rest of the tour
right.
kind of around that. And in between two conferences, New School Rules in Rotterdam in the Netherlands, and then Midem in France.
Right.
So it was kind of structured around that with Poland in between.
Right,
just to give it a little framework.
Okay. So yeah, it had some interesting routing, driving for 15 hours, driving for 30 hours, kind of back and forth. It was just, you know, got a little tedious, but the shows were, for the most part, the shows were good. We think that the locations could have been researched a little bit better to know what we were walking into.
How many dates was it?
There was supposed to be no less than 9 shows in between the conferences.
Okay.
And I think it ended up being, I performed maybe 6 shows.
6.
Yeah.
Right? And then New School Rules, we performed, and then Medef. So that would be
8. But it was supposed to be 6
but it was
out
supposed
of 9.
To be, exactly. Yeah, it was supposed to be 9 and then the conferences.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then some studio sessions then, mixed in.
Right.
And then, I mean, New School and the Dem were obviously the highlights.
It was amazing.
Those were both great. Very different schedules, festivals.
Very different.
Very different, but equally as cool and great experiences, and got to meet and make great contacts.
Yeah. Yeah.
New School Rules was like very artist centric. We're all artists. We all kind of like everyone rolled together. It was like a big crew of, and we would go like to the one event, to the next event. And I like the community of that.
Yeah.
And like just kind of the grassroots of how they organize it.
Mm. And it's very international. The Dem was just like, you want, there's the fourth floor where they had all the different, what'd you call it? Like, booths set up from different countries. Like,
yeah, Madem was
Japan
very
and you know Middle East and it's like it's really
they've been like that for years though, right?
Yeah,
like,
well, it's much more corporate.
They're known for that. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like corporate and like it's a business festival. So it's like if you're a label and you're trying to find a publisher, but it's like meant more for that as opposed to an artist going
to
but at the same time. As an artist, you can get a lot out of it if you network properly.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, like as an artist, like we went to a lot of panels where it was for sync licensing. Yeah. So if we have a catalog of music sitting in your laptop, you know what I mean? Now it can be used for TV shows or movies or those contacts were like directly there.
That was great. And that was the focus kind of going into that.
Yeah.
And we made some really good contacts. And I mean, we're both in that kind of same situation. We've both been making music for quite a while. And have a catalog of music that has been released or not released either or and can still be used for licensing in film, TV, movies, etc. And that's a whole revenue stream that a lot of artists don't utilize.
Yeah.
So
and these movies and like TV shows, they're looking for stuff with vocals on it or with partial vocal on it or just the beat. Like, they can really use that shit.
Well, and that's something I kind of learned a little bit about too, because I have my clean, my dirty, my instrumental, my acapella. But you need to have like, before even approaching a lot of these people, you need to have like
the stems ready
and like even possibly like versions with just a hook or versions with, you know, like maybe a 30-minute segment that kind of fades up.
Or acoustic version, stripped down versions that they can use in different places.
You have to think about when you watch a show, like a song will play for like 10 seconds maybe.
Yeah.
So that all has to be structured, and you don't. The less you have to communicate back and forth with them, they don't have to be asking you for shit.
Yeah.
The better position you are in to get some shit placed.
Yeah, like there was one company that the woman was looking for a replacement song that sounds like Back to Black.
Yeah.
Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
So she knew it like specifically the sound. So we can now go. I hit up Hollywood. Yeah. And like, yo, we need to get something that is like a replacement song that is dark and has that vibe, and we can directly send it to her directly.
Yeah, they know what they're looking for.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, when they get the films or TV series and stuff, when they watch an editing, they're like, okay, well, this feels like
this type of vibe.
Like, hey, look who's working! Welcome back.
So this is our third chicken. We've gone through. We went through the original one that you grabbed in there, and then we went through the egg, and then we had. What did we fucking finally call him?
Black rooster.
Blacka.
Blacka. No.
I call him Blacka. I call him Blacka.
Shots a lot.
What did I even call him?
Big Black Cluck.
Big Black Cluck.
BBC.
BBC. Camp Cluckula.
Camp Cluckula. So wait, you guys went through two chickens?
This is the third
this
one.
I know I'm good.
But this is the second one, but it's...
Thank you.
Well, Count Cluckula was the third one, but he just broke.
I just broke.
Just broke this one.
Yeah. And this has only been, what are we, how many episodes are we in?
I don't know.
Six episodes. So this was our second one. This is Sheldon.
Right.
And so he's working again. Look at him. So he's happy to be back.
Serious. He has game face on.
So Effortless ENT may have to donate some chickens and hybrids to the show just in case. Keep in the backup.
But it's true. He's like, he's like he saw his chance to come back.
He's
benched. He's like,
he's wide eyed for this. But yeah. So what's this shot to?
Death. Sorry, BBC.
Dad, bro.
What the fuck?
I've accepted it.
Dude. All
right.
Extend it if you want.
These nerds say we never really die.
Rest in peace, BBC.
You called him BBC.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, ding ding. Cheers, boys.
Here we go!
Yeah. Right, so before we really jump into the tour, let's get back into your history before that. Because you were innocent. I can't speak English.
You were innocent.
I'm a very innocent boy. So after that, you just went solo right away?
Yeah, we were signed to BMG, and you know, we had the Juno Award winning album, and we toured Europe.
I was about to do it.
You know, and BMG dropped a whole urban division.
Oh, okay, okay.
So it was
okay,
us, okay. Keisha Shante, Ghetto Concept,
Sean Desmond,
yeah. They cleaned us all out. So from then, I had my daughter, who was very small at that time. I'm like, you know what, well, fuck, we gotta do something.
Yeah,
I gotta make a move. So the group ended in 07, and by 08, I had the first single.
Okay.
Already out, the first song called The One.
Okay, just, okay, okay.
Yeah.
So from like 07 to now, you've just been working.
Yeah, so from, yes, so from 07, I put out, sorry, 08, I put out The One and Seasons and Stay With Me and all these singles that did really well on radio. Toot My Own Horn. Yeah.
Big and, record.
Then I signed a deal with Universal and put out my biggest records, She Can Ride and Getting It In, and You Got Me Running featuring James Dolan. So from then, that was 2010, 2011. Yeah. From then, after that, I put out a couple more singles, Inches Independent. Song called Don't Be Afraid, produced by Hollywood, which is 30,000 streams away from a million right now. So
nice.
You know what I mean? We're getting, you know, moving. And three more singles that were put out in 2018, 2019 that got over 100,000 streams right now. So right now it's like the rebirth. That's what we're calling the next tour that we're going to be doing next year, based off of learning from this tour. You know, segue.
You see how we got right back to the tour, right?
So new tour, the Rebirth 2020 tour is going to go down to kind of, you know, help to add on to where we just came from,
right?
Mm-hmm. And just the whole rebirth of everything. Mm-hmm. So
how did you get on that tour, the one you just got off the tour?
It's funny,
well, I got on by the shot club, literally live on the shot club.
DT was here, right?
Yeah.
But I had submitted some music for the Junos, and one of the judges contacted me on Facebook because he had heard some songs and was like wondering why I didn't submit certain songs, whatever. So I just told him to call me. And he started talking about, he's like, you know, are you touring, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I know DT does these tours, but he's like, you know, a lot of artists that haven't done anything in a while, this is what he said to me. A lot of artists that haven't done a lot in a while feel they can just get on tours and get paid.
Right.
But they have to realize sometimes you have to humble yourself. And just, if someone's doing a tour, you pay whatever you gotta pay, get on a tour.
Right.
So I know he was indirectly saying that to me.
Yeah.
You know, big up to homie,
like, listen,
Michael Brown. Big up to Michael Brown. But I heard him, I'm like, you know what? I want to get out there. I want to, like, I'm willing to take that chance and, you know, see what's up. So I hit up DT, met with DT. He's mad cool, solid dude, you know, and told me about it and mentioned that he's, you know, he's an artist himself and he'd be on the tour with us and he understands artists and, you know, if we're all together, he'll make sure we're all good, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, shit, that sounds kind of dope. No one's really stuck their neck out like that over all these years for artists from Toronto to be able to tour Europe. Like, that's
true.
That's a big deal.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
True.
So I was like, shit. So did it. Jumped on it.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, it was interesting.
Yeah,
interesting,
like,
time.
What the guy said, Michael Brown.
Yes.
That's like my same idea. That's why I asked him, like, what made you do that tour?
Yeah.
Most times I would believe that you'd want to be like, yo, you gotta pay me.
Yeah,
bro.
This was the first tour I ever paid to be on. Right? This is the first tour I ever paid to be on. I was on this, my last tour was Sean Paul tour in 2016.
Hey. No, that's too early. That's way too early.
Right. Next round. Yeah. He's excited though.
No, excited. 5 minutes still left. Like, my man's working too hard.
I'll have a shot of water.
Whoa.
I just realized I ain't driving, so I can't say no.
Yeah. Hollywood will have my shot.
We'll wait it out. We'll keep going.
Yeah, no. Next one. Well, we got 5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. But
Is he still clicking?
Yeah.
But yeah, where were we? I didn't know what I was saying.
You wanted to get back out there. You were like,
Sean Paul tour.
Sean Paul,
yeah, yeah. Sean Paul
but
tour.
Yeah, even Sean Paul, so, you did that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, and that was dope. That was amazing. I needed that at that time.
Yeah.
But to pay to get on a tour, I was like, you know, I just, yeah, that's exactly what I did. I humbled myself.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I haven't had a hit out in a couple years. People may not really remember. And it's like, sometimes you gotta, you know what I mean? Regroup, you know, take care of yourself, get in the gym, fucking get your mind back in that, you know what I mean? Yeah. Back in that zone and go kill it. So that's what I'm doing right now, you know?
Then the tour happened.
Yes.
So just experience off this tour pushed you guys to want to do it yourself. So you guys, yes, all the contacts.
What it did was it pushed us to want to be back out there.
Right.
To be out there
as soon
again.
Because
the thing is, like, I toured Europe one time before.
Okay.
Like 3.5 years ago.
It was a while ago.
And
I remember.
And I was like, when I came back, I was like, I gotta get back out there. I took a bit of a hiatus for a while, and so I'm kind of back in a similar way too. I didn't have quite as many hits as but coming back off that now, like the value in going back right away is real. Like you need to keep that going, because you can fucking tour Canada
a million times
and I've done it, and like out there it's a whole different story, and like the love is there, and just getting out there, once you're out there, like we could have kept rolling.
Yes.
We could keep rolling
just
for
off
months.
Yourself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, just from the people we met, oh come do this, come do this, come do this.
Crazy.
They really value artists,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
They
and just
respect us.
They value artists, like fans value artists,
yeah,
but artists value artists.
Yes.
And like we met so many people who like I'm seeing people's stories that we were out there with, and they're still rolling.
They're still pulled,
yeah. Mm. They're like, and we could just be met so many people. We could go to London, LA, fucking like 10 places
back
in the world
Poland
right now, and have a place to stay,
yeah,
and have a show set up for us.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really appreciate music and artistry there.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's a whole different vibe.
Yeah.
Like a lot of artists that are here moving, running circles, doing shows in Toronto and Burlington and Hamilton, and that's all good. But just take that step, man. They gotta just take that fucking step and just get out there.
Mm.
And it'll just open your mind to how big this world is, and it's not just the US, it's not just Canada. The world is a big fucking place, man.
Yeah.
And there's so much opportunity out there, it's crazy. Yeah.
Before this tour, did you tour Europe before?
I toured with Innocence, but not as many countries. We toured like Germany, Belgium, Amsterdam, but we didn't tour like this many places.
Okay.
And that opened my eyes too, but to go out there solo now was a new experience.
Yeah. And yeah, the people that are out there doing it, man, like, they're from all over the place. But it's like, it attracts people who have the same kind of mindset, the same vision, and who want to be out there doing the shit. Like, all these people we met, like Theo and Veteran Eye and...
What's his name? Albie Scher's son.
Bro,
which one? My goodness.
Diddy's son?
No.
Like, Albie, like, he took care of
him. Albie Jr.
Albie Jr. Yeah. He's amazing, dude.
I believe it.
He's fucking sick.
Does he look like his dad too?
He doesn't really look like him.
No?
I would never thought.
No. Quincy took it all. Like Quincy,
looks just like him. Looks exactly like his dad.
But yo, shout out to everybody on that that mixtape tour.
Yes. Shout out to the mixtape tour, definitely. Yeah. The US artists, Canadian artists.
What's the mixtape tour?
So that was a tour going on basically at the same time as we kind of overlapped. Their date started after ours.
So I think they're still going.
They're still they got that Tel Aviv thing. Like I don't even know where they are now.
Yeah.
They went to Tel Aviv like as we were leaving. They were going to Tel Aviv. And they were a group of 20 artists.
20
of them. Like half Canadian, half American, pretty much.
And our tour had only 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they had so when we were all together, it was a lot of performance.
Big,
But they showed mad love.
Yeah.
Mad love.
And they had a really good community on their own tour, which was cool.
So how's the community on your tour?
You're good. That was very well done. That was well done. I can appreciate that.
Hey! Call me Zach Morris. Straight time, saved by the bell.
Whoa.
That's all right. I'm used to it.
Pause. That's wrong.
Don't be used to that. Getting splattered in Captain Morgan's juices? Yeah, I'm used to that.
It's what it is. It's what it is.
Okay.
But yeah, so back to community and tours.
Yeah.
Tour life. Like even this tour compared to when you did with In Essence.
Oh, wow.
I said it right.
Yes,
you
did.
Yes. Organization, scheduling, everything. What's the difference?
Oh my gosh, it was like night and day. The tour with In Essence, I felt like a celebrity.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I felt like underground.
A brand new artist underground, just begging to have a chance.
Okay.
But honestly, the fact that you can do that humbly.
Yeah.
Says a lot. Like a lot of artists just wouldn't do it for one, or they would see certain things along the way, and they fuck this. I'm out.
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up.
Yeah.
But I mean.
Yeah, that takes a lot.
Yeah. But there's a lot of Canadian artists who have reached a certain level, and then times change, mm-hmm. and they're coming back now. I feel like there's quite a few artists kind of in that position.
Yeah, Maestro being one of them right now.
Yeah.
Maestro's doing his thing.
Maestro just dropped that Jurassic Park record
So
I mean,
he dropped his latest album too.
Oh yeah, the album.
And
well,
it's
it's dope.
Have you heard? Like, dude, he's doing some.
Dope.
Yeah.
Like,
oh man, it's hip hop.
Yeah, the Waste You one, like it's like new vibe. It's the new vibe.
But it's still hip hop. Like that's the thing. Like that's what's been missing. You know what I mean? You have all this. Everybody's doing everything the same. Yeah. But you got Maestro coming in and he's bringing back hip hop.
One of his tracks came up on Spotify on a playlist, Northern Bars or whatever. Or might have been Icebreakers.
Thank you.
and it came up and I had to go be like, who is that? Yeah. I was like,
right?
Maestro.
Yeah, well, you were playing in the car.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, who the fuck is that? He's like, guess who this is? Yeah. And we're saying all these different names. We're saying Travis Scott. We're saying all these different
people.
He's like, that's fucking Maestro. Yeah. I'm like, wow. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Shout out to TJ.
Yeah.
Do you feel that pressure when you're making music that you have to sound more new, or is it just
I don't feel
your vibe? You just vibe.
Yeah. No, I don't. There was, man, I've heard a lot of different things. Like, there's a radio personality that I've known for a long time, and I let him hear some of my new music, and he was like, "True, man. You know, don't you pop Molly, man? Don't you? don't you take any drugs or anything?" He's like, "Write about that."
Was that like facts, word for word? Man. Word for word.
Facts. Facts. Absolutely.
And this is
facts.
A reputable radio station. I've known him for 20 years or more. He is a respected person on a radio station in Toronto.
Absolutely.
And this is what
drugs.
He said
that's
to me.
That's what's up.
And rap
yeah.
about it.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, that's do you tell a 19-year-old artist this? I'm like, I hope you don't.
And he probably
this
does.
Isn't what you're telling artists.
You know they will go and do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So like, if that makes me money, why not?
Right? And that kind of, in a way, push me more to just, you know what, I'm gonna just do what I fucking do.
Yeah.
I don't need to, if you want to call it selling your soul, if you want to call, whatever you want to call it, man, I don't need fame that bad.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's okay. I'll make music with my dude Hollywood. We'll still make hits. We'll still tour. I'll still feed my daughter. I'm good with that.
And we talked about this, how there's kind of a void in R&B right now.
Yes.
That is ready to be filled.
It looks like it.
Well, R&B is hip hop.
It really looks like
think
it.
Think about what's happened since Drake really became like the staple.
Yeah.
Hip hop is now
there's
R&B.
There's a
third line.
It's all
exactly.
But
that's exactly
if you look down the line, they've been going that way. From LL Cool J.
That's true.
And then Ja Rule, a lot of things are going to get
it. Yeah.
So it's like.
But I think even the sound though of real singing, like artists like her, artists like Daniel Caesar, you know, like there's new real R&B soul singers emerging that are not auto-tuning the fuck out of their voice.
Yeah, but the problem, but the problem is they're not being put on the platforms
the
that matter.
But it's slowly changing. There's new artists like Nicole Buss, who just signed to Rock Nation.
Yeah.
She's the one that did the Son of the Cream sample.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
A song called You. Oh my God, I fucking love that song. So if companies like Rock Nation are now signing those types of artists,
exactly,
there's a shift happening.
There's a look,
you know,
to me,
But they're still the majors. And that's the problem. The majors are still playing the game where it's like, well, you know, what worked 6 months ago, last
still
year,
works.
they made 20, 30 mil. So let's why do this.
And we might get at least a one to two.
Exactly. Let's just get one guy, one girl, and then all of a sudden, we're in.
What did you guys think of the whole Khaled, Tyler, the Creator bundle shit?
Oh, dude.
You guys heard about it?
So, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So, you know, a lot of the major artists have been pairing their album with a company. So it's like Nicki will probably do like merch with her
like
her tour right, tickets, and they count it as albums.
Oh, so, yes.
Right.
So DJ Khaled had partnered up with a energy drink.
No, Tyler did. Tyler partnered with like Monster energy drink.
Okay. And Khaled's with an energy drink
too. It was Khaled who partnered?
Yeah.
I thought it was Tyler because
They had the picture with him in the actual logo.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was some energy drink company.
Okay.
And Tyler had another one, but they have to go through Billboard first for that to count.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And apparently, whatever Tyler did was fine. The correct way, and then Khaled, they ended up rejecting it. So they discounted sales from his album. So he didn't make the number one spot that he was looking for,
right, because,
with the whole scheme.
Right.
But apparently there was some pyramid scheme
but
shit.
But that's why Tyler did. Because I heard that Tyler...
So Tyler's numbers were...
He bundled it.
Because of it?
But his bundle
Tyler
was good.
Tyler hit the number one spot. Like, Khaled was the
so
second.
Was it... So album sales were counted through what sales of...
Through purchases of the drink. Like the drink. Well, and with the Khaled...
That's the thing, yeah. Wow. There was
with the Khaled shit, there was actually within that company, they were telling employees, you buy a case... you know, they're really
the
cooking
album.
The books.
Yeah. Right,
you know,
but see, but that's the thing. It got to a point where record labels would just consider a sale as a sale.
Right.
So if you sign an artist, you sell merch, you sell anything they're sponsored to, guess what? That will count as an album sale.
Yeah.
And that's where things started getting a little weird.
Funny.
You know what
I'm not opposed to it being done, but like,
yeah,
I think a little transparency would be nice.
Exactly.
As far as
you'd have record companies buying 250,000 units right out of the gate.
I know, but it's like it just
shows that. And then all of a sudden, the album's like in 3 days at a million, you know, platinum. It's like, well, wait, what happened? And
I mean, Jay-Z does it too.
They used to do that a lot too, because they always have the payola thing.
Yeah.
There's always ways that they were buying, paying their way in.
But it just shows that album sales are down.
Yeah.
And people have to find different ways to kind of trick people into buying the album. And that in itself is kind of fucking weird.
Yeah, it is messed up.
People don't buy music.
No, people don't buy music.
Well, look,
apparently
what happened to iTunes? Remember?
iTunes doesn't
we just talked
now.
About this a couple days ago.
Yeah,
iTunes.
They're restructuring it. You're still going to be able to use it.
Well, here's what's happening.
It's going to be streaming.
Here's what's happening with
streams.
iTunes. Yeah, the iTunes basically is gone, and Apple Music is taking over. What's happening is streaming is the forefront. And if you want to buy the single, you still can through Apple Music.
Right.
But iTunes itself, that's done.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's like the purchase platform in this industry is over.
Yeah.
So they're literally waiting on people, let's stream these records. The same way radio broke records back in 10, 15, 20 years ago, that's what the internet's doing now.
Yeah.
Streaming playlists and all that.
Yeah.
Well, it's
the
radio.
But the problem is the monopoly of the structure.
Yeah. Why?
You guys got labels and Universal Sony Music owning Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like at that point where it's like artists are getting pennies while the label's making all the money.
That's true.
Yeah.
They figured out that.
They finally figured it out.
That's right. Well, that's right. They figured it out. So it's like for years the artists have been eating, publishers have been eating,
it's horrible,
labels
man.
Have been kind of like, yo, wait, we signed these guys to make money. Why are we losing?
Yeah.
Now they figured out a way to make money.
Because it was poor labels for so long that
the
internet came and they just didn't know how to adapt. And they didn't. They were
really
slow on
it. Well, look what happened right out of the gate with Napster.
Yeah.
Right out of the gate. They could have formed some Spotify, iTunes right out of the gate.
They refused, though. They refused.
Spin again.
It's tense. It's the
bylaw
challenge.
There's double shot.
Should we change the name? DJ Spin Again? DJ Spin Again.
There it is.
Okay, but so you're a 90s R&B buff, obviously.
Yes.
We've talked about that. But I think there's like a market for that. There's like that the Bruno Mars, Cardi B track that came out that legit was one of those songs you're like, wait, how did I not hear that back
the whole,
in the day?
The whole problem with that is, exactly.
The
is
album.
It just one song where it's a gimmick?
Yeah.
Or is it a whole album? Where
apparently the whole album
is dope.
It's
dope.
Like the whole album has that
song. It's like
he's been in that throwback lane though. For
that
a minute.
Too.
Yeah.
Like, he knows how to do it, man.
But that's the thing, he's the only one doing it.
There's no one else doing it.
No, there isn't anybody.
Now, do you think it's different though that he's not just a full black dude?
Is it different that he's...
He's not. He's half Filipino.
He's Filipino, Filipino and Mexican. Hawaiian.
And yeah, Filipino and Hawaiian. Yeah.
And he's
yeah.
from Mars.
He is from Mars.
Thanks.
My name is Mo.
I think it is shown, though, that people still love the music of that era. Yeah.
It's true.
You know what it is, though, but Bruno does his own music. Yeah. Like, that's what it comes down to. He's not following anybody.
No.
Yeah.
Bruno's in his own lane. So it's like, if you're a fan of Bruno Mars, then that's probably the only R&B, real R&B, I mean, I don't want to say that, but I mean, mainstream, on that level.
So Rebirth 2020.
Exactly.
Hey!
For real, that's real.
On you.
But when we were looking at beats, mm-hmm. when I told you I found this beat, I was like, it was one of those type of throwbacks. And I was like, it was sold. I was like, fuck, let me like, I want to hit the dude up and be like, make something similar like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we both can come on that.
On that vibe.
Well, you guys on tour, you guys are working your asses off on tour,
mm-hmm.
and you managed to record 3 records.
Yeah.
Well,
like, that's crazy. Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't expect it. Yeah. I know Drew. I mean, I just met you.
Well, and you did 4.
I did, because I did the Island record, Take a Trip.
Which is a fucking
big tune.
Yeah, it's a big song.
Yeah.
And we shot the video in Cannes, too.
Yeah. Mm, nice.
Look out for that.
Yeah. Fun. Yeah. What's the shot to?
Is it just us?
And by
long. Yeah. I'm good. Oh, I ain't driving.
I was drinking?
Hey, listen.
What's going on?
I don't got a car. Right now. Car's at the house.
Hey.
So I'm good. There it is.
There it is.
Don't drink and drive, folks.
Yeah, do not drink and drive.
And we preach that.
Definitely. Yes.
We're trying to get Matt as a sponsor.
Gentlemen.
Gentle.
Pour all
over Mom. Here we go.
Maddie's watching me like a hawk right now.
Alright, so what's the rebirth?
The rebirth is, you know, I took some time off. Like, my daughter just turned 14.
Okay.
I took some, like, I didn't know I was going to take time.
How old's your daughter?
16.
So you know what it is then. So I didn't know I was, it wasn't something I planned. Like, I'm going to take this time off to raise my daughter.
Right.
But that's kind of how it went. Like, you know, hey, Drew, you know, so-and-so is going to be in the club tonight. Can you come through? Like, no, mm-hmm. I have my daughter. Oh, Drew, this is going on. No, I have my daughter.
Yeah.
That's just kind of what it turned into. And it went for the span of, you know, little bit of years, you know what I mean? So now that, you know, she's amazing, she's starting high school, grade 9 in September, you know, straight A student, she has her head on straight, you know, she's just amazing now. She's like kicking me out the door like, daddy, go do it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
So she's like a big supporter of
you
going
up. She pushes him. Oh, yeah.
She's my engine, man, 100%.
He plays tracks for her. If she don't like
it. If she don't like it, and she'll tell me.
We broke.
My daughter don't care.
Yeah, because you play to the
Well, we broke records.
I haven't played any of the new stuff. Yeah. But she'll tell me, she like, when she goes, daddy, I know that she hates it.
Yeah, she's not trying to hurt, but she doesn't buy it.
Right?
But, so play that before we go shoot this video.
Yeah, I know. But so the rebirth is like, I feel like I'm kind of reintroducing myself as not as a new artist, but I really feel like I found myself over the years and the sound and the music that me and Hollywood, a couple other producers I'm working with, I really feel like it's really me. It's not, you know, when I was with In Essence, we had BMG telling us, okay, you guys should make this type of song. And when I was with Universal, they're like, Drew, you know, you should make these types of pop records that'll work on radio. And this time it's just me. It's just, I don't give a fuck. I don't care about radio. I don't care about what's hot, what's not, what this chick will like, what that girl's into.
And that's when it happens.
You know, that's just me and Hollywood and, you know,
just vibe.
Letting out
I'm
what's
excited
inside.
To hear your production too.
Hollywood is a monster, man. He's
it's been a minute.
I've heard.
He's a beast.
How much of the label pressure was pressure or suggestion?
Stop me.
Yeah,
it was more suggestion, but I felt like they wouldn't push as hard if I didn't deliver. If I didn't kind of go with what they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Actually, that goes with David's question. David, sitting there with his dad, still talking to us. He said,
what up, Dave?
Do you feel they put more pressure on hip-hop artists to sell music that's destructive?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah. There's an agenda, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a horrible, fucked up agenda.
It's divide and destroy, man. In the music like, that's industry. What's up.
Exactly. They don't want anyone to talk about any kind of love, any kind of real family connection. They want us all to be separated. That's why the records talking about popping pills and fucking bitches and doing all this shit is what they want to push to the forefront.
Right.
Because it is their agenda, I feel, to separate us. More and more they can control us so much easier.
Makes sense though.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy because like they have the education system, like the financial system.
In every way.
Well, music is like the easiest thing to slip in there. Mm-hmm. Because it's just like you don't even consider it or think about it. It's just music. It just plays in the background. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's subconscious.
Yes. Yeah. It's exactly. And they tap into that.
Yeah.
They
know. Subliminal message.
All that stuff. 95% of our decisions are made from our subconscious.
Let go.
There's all the like those trigger words and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, they know. They know what you're doing.
And it's all science. And it's all science psychology. They know exactly.
The repetitive melody.
That's what it is.
Yeah. What, three or four?
You got four or five chords that run the world. Every single song.
And there's a certain type of megahertz that can affect these
chords
that people are so unaware of.
That's what the whole was it Alice Cooper or like AC/DC or they're saying
they're
if you play backwards, it's this whole different message.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, it's real.
I believe
music is one of the. Okay, well, remember they say Lucifer when he was banished from heaven.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Lucifer.
The devil. Oh, Lil Uzi Vert. But that's where his name comes
from. Lil Uzi Vert.
That's where his name came from. That's where his name came from.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. But they say when he was banished from heaven,
before he
was banished from heaven, he was in charge of music.
Yeah.
And music was only to be to praise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then they say when he was banished, this is why he uses that to infest the youth.
Became a tool.
Exactly.
Yeah. Socrates in the Republic wanted to ban certain notes because of the emotions of the facts.
That's real.
Facts. And not only that, frequency change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I'm not, don't quote me, but I think it's 432 hertz. That is like our natural frequency. Yeah. And what they did was they brought it down to 420.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which kind of makes a difference, you know what I mean? But like the way
420, right?
Yeah.
No, that 420 is fantastic.
420.
No, but that's a fact, though. Man. Like a lot of the sound.
They're running at 420.
Oh, for sure.
And we're up here.
Yes.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
tour,
real, because you can't
the
even.
The tour had a difference of vibration.
Yeah, you feel it. You can't connect.
You just cannot connect as much as you try.
That's what it is. People are trying to, you feel the people in the biz trying to control you, trying to say, hey, you need to go this way. And for some reason, you feel like, wait, no.
But certain people will connect with that.
Because they're all the same frequency.
And they'll, because they're all the same frequency. And they are attracted to each other.
Well, what they're putting out is greed, money. So it's like these kids are attracted to the, well, I want the money and the fame, I want the cars, I want this.
Exactly.
And what half these people don't understand is like these kids, they don't have money. They're in debt to these labels.
Oh, definitely.
And half the time they don't sell, you can't sell records anymore.
Yeah.
So that's the 360 deal. That's why 360 get the money out of all the ways. 2019 360 deal is you can sell a million copies or a million streams or 10 million streams, whatever, but those ain't physical copies.
Yeah.
So that means you are forever owing the label until you're able to pay back what they've given you money wise. You know what I mean?
Take it out like, your merch, your tour.
Yeah, your cars you buy, the houses you buy. Yeah. The more you spend, the more you're owed and debt to them. Yeah.
And like, enough of these new artists are seeing that. I think it's a part of what Uzi Vert had to go through. There's a lot of deals where they realize, oh shit, you know, this ain't my money.
That's right. Yeah. It ain't their money.
You see what Lil Pump did?
And that's a little 10 for you.
What Lil Pump did is when he got signed, they didn't realize he was under 18.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
So after he sold all the record and stuff, he said, I don't want to be with you guys anymore. And they're like, no, you're signed to me. He's like, no, you signed me under 18. So legally, I can leave.
Yeah.
And he left with all his music, all his shit.
He knew what he was doing, though. He knew what he, that's a smart cat right there.
That's the second best label finesse ever.
That right?
Was
first. That's huge.
Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean's number one. Let that shit
I don't think you'll ever see anybody on a major label.
Do what he did.
On a major that means something to our culture.
Bro. Pretty much what happened, yes. Pretty much Frank Ocean's just like, no.
Yeah.
You're gonna listen to me.
Yeah.
And that's what's up.
Well, he still did what he was contractually obligated to do.
Yeah.
But he just
that whole video too that he gave them was his like parting to them saying
bye.
I'm leaving. Yeah. Like I'm showing you leave. Yeah. I'm showing you that I'm leaving right now in the project I'm giving you.
That was genius.
That being said, you've been on a major, you've been indie. Mm-hmm. What would it take for you to go back to a major? Because if you see an artist go back and wonder.
No less than 2 million. Yeah. 2, 3 million up front.
Okay.
Hey! Yeah, we're good.
Here we go.
Yeah, I'm not interested because I can do what they do.
I was going to ask, would you want that?
That can do better.
Yeah.
Because, okay, this is a prime example. When I was signed to Universal, we put out the song Getting It In, and we let them work radio for 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. I got on 4 stations. I then hired Mark Strong, Strong Songs. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows fucking.
Yeah.
I was on 40 stations in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We let Universal do their thing, and then we sourced outside of the label and hired someone that could do the fucking job.
Make the work.
The thing with like labels, they'd have their
40 stations.
They'd have their extension to America, all the different places outside of Canada.
But they still
don't. So
I'm curious. So what year was that?
This was 2010.
Okay. So where Toronto and Canadian music, specifically Toronto, is now, do you think that would have changed in the way, the what they put behind Canadian Toronto music?
Now?
Yeah.
I don't know, because a lot of the Canadian artists that have still blown up worldwide, it was because of the U.S.
They went to U.S. first.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It wasn't because of Canadian labels.
But that's
and
what
then,
they do.
And then they come back to Canada.
There it is.
And,
yeah.
And then Universal Canada.
Yeah, respect them here.
Exactly. Yeah. And all the majors here suck their fucking cock.
Yeah.
But they wait. True. They literally wait until they blow up over the U.S.
Yeah.
The US.
And then they act like they were supporting them the whole fucking time.
Yeah. Oh, it's they accept true. You
everyone.
Down south? They accept you down south? We'll accept you over here.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
What's this shot to?
Independence. Yes. I got this one for you, bro.
Yes.
I'm done after this.
Yeah. Wow.
For the rest, tune in shotclubpodcast.com. Bye.
Now, even though you haven't taken a shot in a minute, we still have this thing called the last drink rule.
Okay.
Ooh.
So,
oh, David,
someone has to do it. So the last drink rule is we have our artists here, we throw a beat on,
or not.
They've had a few drinks.
Or you go after if you want.
Yeah.
Spit something.
Yeah.
Sing something. Bylong, you got anything? Do you want to go acapella? Or
no, I'll fuck with a beat, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm down for whatever. I don't even know what I'm gonna say, but I'm. That's the beat there?
That's one. You can do what you want though. Nice. You can switch it up though.
Can it go a little bit louder?
Yeah.
It's been a while now. The rebirth, yeah, we starting now. Yeah. More littles just came off the road. Hey. Oh, don't want them going, but we gonna go now. Only had 2 shots today, but I'm freestyling in a major way. We got Mixmaster on my left, we got Maddie Styles, fresh to death, ayy. We here freestyling now. Don't know if anybody does this now. R&B freestyling off the dome. Oh, it's almost time to go home. We'll smoke a little something now, yeah. Said we'll puff a little something now, yeah. Don't know what you think going now, yeah. I'm making up words as I go along, yeah, yeah. Hey.
Alright.
I was waiting for a roller coming in. I was waiting for a
yes.
Alright.
That was a legit R&B freestyle.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna sing some shit. I was like, I know all the words. I just
But yeah, that was the last drink rule.
That's the last drink rule, yeah.
Are we doing one more shot?
Let's do it.
Yeah, we have one more shot to end the show.
one more.
Everybody can.
Sure, everyone in. Last one, DJ. That means you gotta spin this last thing. Okay. Miss a turn.
Not.
I can't count.
You want Chesa? You want a Chesa shot? That sounds fun.
Yes.
You want Chesa?
You want
a Chesa?
You want a Chesa? You want a Chesa shot?
Half a Chesa.
Half a Chesa.
You want half of mine.
Big tune. Hell yeah!
I don't even know what I just said in that freestyle. I have no idea what I just said.
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't even know.
Turn that up a little. I should have it up on YouTube by tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. Where?
Not YouTube. Sorry.
Where would it be?
Instagram.
Instagram.
No. Where would it be?
On shotcloudpodcast.com. All they gotta do is really tune back in, and they'll see it. Because we are live right now.
Hey now.
Pass this back. To the back.
Oh, you got a little in the second half.
Too much.
That was a little more than Chess.
You know?
No.
What's this last shot too?
Fucking music.
Music.
Yes,
the
music.
The love of music.
The love of music.
The love of music. Cheers, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Cheers.
Cesar.
Yes,
thank you for having us, by the way.
Thanks for having us.
Pleasure.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Tell everybody where they can find you, social medias, websites, all that good stuff.
Find me at Drew Grange, Instagram, Twitter.
What is it?
You gotta spell it. Just spell it, bro.
At DRUGRANGE. You can call me Drug Range.
And there's a space in between.
Drew Grange.
You know, Ariana Grande.
Yeah, Drew Ariana Grande. You know, but yeah, at Drew Grange, Instagram, Twitter, and at DrewGrange.com website.
Yeah.
DrewGrange.com is the website.
And your music's on all the platforms?
My music is on Spotify. Apple Music. Yeah, Apple Music, DRU on Spotify, Apple Music. Yeah.
Well, even hitting up on the website, everything's there.
Mm. Yeah.
So
hit up drewgrange.com, everything's
definitely
there.
Perfect. I'm watching that Till the Morning track.
Till the Morning, Mo Littles featuring Drewski.
Big things.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming through, man.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. Yes, sir.
Bless.
Definitely. Bless. Thank you, man.
So much.
Littles.
See you guys.
We link.
Yes, sir.
Mo Littles.
That's
Sees.